Cuz's Corner with 97.5 The Fanatics Anthony Gargano. Live from the Sportsbook at Parks Casino. Bet with the best. The Sportsbook at Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Now it's The Cuz, Anthony Gargano on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, good evening, everybody. Happy Thursday. Welcome, Sixers, back. We're live at the fabulous Parks Casino, right here in the middle of the Sportsbook. This is the Oasis, the Sportsbook at Parks Casino. As we get a little ready for Sixer basketball, the return of the Sixers tonight. Now, a couple things that we know. No Joel Embiid. Out for the week. He'll be reevaluated, as we talked about later today. Next Thursday. So he's out a week, out certainly three games. We'll see about the OKC game, which is the back end of a two-game road trip. And, of course, what follows is the Warriors. Tonight, for the Heat, Goran Dragic is out for Miami. So that's a big deal with Miami without its point guard. Justice Winslow is going to be at the point for Miami tonight. So I actually like the Sixers. We're at the Parks Casino in the sports book, and the Sixers right here are a six-point favorite tonight. I think even without Joe, without missing their point guard, who's really kind of a combo guard, poor man's combo guard, in Dragic, that's a lot of points. The Sixers should still be able to win this game, and maybe a little bit slow after the break. It's probably going to be a little sloppy, but then they should start to roll. So I like the Sixers tonight with the Heat missing Dragic. Here at Parks, the Sixers are a six-point favorite. Let me get to this. I know Mikey touched on it, but this is a big deal. Now, this is John Heyman on WFAN in New York. John Heyman was on just a little while ago. And, you know, this Harper thing goes on and on and on and on. The latest in the saga, Heyman tells FAN, quote, "I've heard from a number of people that don't talk to Scott Boras that Harper is not that enamored with Philly. He's been there enough to have an impression. Philly is an acquired taste. Philly would not be near his top choice." So that's what Heyman said. I know Mike talked about it, and that to me is the news of the day, the takeaway. You know, what does it really matter? What does it really mean? Is that true? That he's been here enough that he's not enamored with our town? He's not enamored by it? Heyman said Philly's an acquired taste. I don't know. Is it really an acquired taste? It's a great sports town. Like, trying to take myself out of it, you know, I get it, but is it any different than Boston? You know, how much different is it than New York? Those three cities. And, you know, you're on the East Coast in Washington. So the East Coast flavor is still the East Coast flavor. We're a little different, but not so different than Washington that he's got to sit here and you know, kind of call us this acquired taste. So when we're thinking about tomorrow being the day for Bryce Day, I don't know. I know Jim Salisbury hasn't heard that, so, you know, you got to take these reports. Now, I know John Heyman for a long time. He's not a guy that makes up things, so you got to take it with a grain of salt. But you got to take it with actually some truth to it for whatever it is. But it is a third party. That's where the grain of salt comes in. He's getting it from a third party. But a number of people that don't talk to Scott Boras, that Bryce is not enamored with Philly. You know, for the longest time, like, you get wondering, the Phillies are the only team with money. Do you go after a guy that doesn't want to be here all the way? You know, I mean, Jim Thome was not in love with Philadelphia. Jim Thome didn't want to come here. He wanted to stay in Cleveland. But because of the pressure of the Players Association, he was forced into coming here, and he wound up loving it. And I, you know, the same thing should be said for Harper, where he comes here and he should fall in love with the place. Anyway, Sixers tonight. Here's your NBA schedule for tonight. Here's your Parks Casino Sportsbook moment. The Sixers are 6-point favorite. The over under 219.5. There's another great game on the card tonight, and that is Milwaukee and Boston. So the Celts and the Bucks go at it. No Gordon Hayward for Boston. Milwaukee's a 5.5-point favorite over Boston. That's one to keep an eye on. That's one that's going to be that's a big, you know, that's a game you want to watch. A little bit later on tonight, Golden State and Sacramento. Thank God the NBA's back, man. Thank God it's back. And then the Lakers and Rockets. You know, it's funny because we were talking about this today, but this Eastern Conference, the Sixers' last 24 games, it's going to be wild. It's going to be a lot of fun because these four teams, including Toronto, Toronto's off. They're not coming back till tomorrow. So with the Raptors and the Bucks and the Celtics and our Sixers, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch the four teams battle it out over the last 24-some-odd games of the year. I want to keep an eye on this on the Celtics-Bucks game, too. So Sixers, and then you get Saturday at 1 o'clock, you got the Blazers. So with Portland coming in, remember, with the Winter Classic tomorrow night, Saturday night, they have a day game. So Sixers get Portland at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And, you know, that's a body clock advantage for the Sixers. Portland's got to come in, and, you know, obviously they got a big advantage down low with Nurkic, but that's a body clock advantage for the Sixers. Portland, West Coast team, got to play it at 1, which is 10 a.m. Pacific time. So, you know, therein lies a little bit of an edge for the Sixers in the next two games. So tonight at home, and then Saturday at home, and then they go on the road. You face New Orleans, and, of course, next Thursday, and that's the game that's going to be interesting to watch with Embiid. They play OKC. Now, you know how much he hates Russell Westbrook. So we'll learn a lot about the injury. And I know Mike sloughed it off. I hope it's just rest. We've been there before, and that's what kind of gets your antenna up, and that's what kind of worries you a little bit about him. You know, like, you know, he's always questionable. Maybe this is just kind of that, where it's they look at it and they go, all right, you know, just, you know, sit him down for a week. But it'll be interesting to see if he goes on that two-game road trip, the first half being New Orleans, the second half being OKC. He loves to beat Westbrook. So, you know, I could see him not playing in that game and then coming back on the Saturday, because the Saturday is going to be the game of all games. That's Golden State. Sixers, Warriors. It's going to be the ABC 8:30 primetime game. That's going to be the building's going to be freaking out over that. Absolutely going crazy over that. It's going to be a lot of fun. But, you know, that is, to me, that's the game that he's got to be back by. Has to be back by the Golden State game. All right, coming up, we always do our Cuz conversation, which is like long-form chat with someone that's kind of really kind of into the deeper part of sports. Tonight's going to be Mike Lombardi. So Michael Lombardi, who was the former GM of the Raiders, the Browns. Remember, he was part of the Eagles. Mike Lombardi's a really, really sharp guy. He's also a big Sixer fan, too, so he knows all sports. He's a real good, real sharp guy. We're going to talk to him about a little bit Eagles offseason, the Le'Veon Bell thing, because maybe Le'Veon Bell is a fit here. Maybe Howie has something up his sleeve where Le'Veon Bell goes. So we'll talk, we'll bounce that around with Mike. We'll also talk NBA with Mike, but the draft is coming up. We got free agency. What do you do with some of the free agents for the Eagles? We'll chat with Mike Lombardi coming up, and then we'll get you set for Sixer basketball coming up right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sixers in Heat. Devon will be taking you into a little Sixer basketball. I'm Anthony Gargano. We're live at the fabulous Parks Casino Sportsbook right here, Street Road exit off of in Ben Salem. It's a great spot, man. There's people at the kiosks. They're placing their wagers. Sixers. Take them. We'll come back in just a moment with Mike Lombardi right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 97.5 The Fanatic. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert. 76ers Joel Embiid is out with a sore knee, being held out as a precaution. 76ers return from the All-Star break at Wells Fargo Center tonight against the Miami Heat. 76ers favored by 6.5 with a total of 220. Villanova falls to Georgetown 85-73 last night. The Hoyas covered the 6-point spread by 18, paying out plus 220 on the money line. Second straight loss for the Wildcats. Flyers on the road at Montreal tonight as plus 115 moneyline underdogs. The total in Montreal is 6. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
What a night. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Sports betting is here, now at Parks Casino and the South Philadelphia Turf Club. We'll have all your favorite ways to bet. Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Bet on all your favorite college and professional teams, NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, NCAA, and more. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see Parks' real-time sports odds from anywhere. More action than ever at Pennsylvania's number one casino with all new sports betting. Parks Casino, bet with the best. Street Road Exit 0595 for the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a Night is in store for you at the all-new Excite Center at Parks Casino. Coming February 22nd, comedian Frank Caliendo. February 23rd, 38 Special. March 16th, the hilarious J.B. Smoove. March 27th, experience Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix Tribute. April 5th, country star Rodney Carrington. May 2nd, Whitesnake. May 4th, Foreigner. May 11th, comic legend Jay Leno. For tickets, visit ParksCasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now through February 28th, check out the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. Take advantage of exceptional financing rates on select certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Now, if you're thinking about getting a car, whether it's a sporty sedan or a family SUV, make sure you go to any of the three Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I recommend. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Now, you'll see what I've been talking about all these years. Exceptional customer service, impeccable showrooms you would expect from a brand like Mercedes-Benz. You're getting the best of the best. Their entire fleet of vehicles offers classic design, luxury interior cabins, innovative technology, and a flawless ride. You will not want to leave the dealership without driving one home. Go to any of the three Mercedes-Benz dealerships I go to. Mercedes-Benz, Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz, Westchester, Mercedes-Benz Atlantic City. Online at yourmercedes.com. And be sure to tell them Mike Miss sent you.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-300-5056. 800-300-5056. That's 800-300-5056.
Timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Jason Stark plays on one station in Philly. 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to the fabulous sportsbook right here, Parks Casino, Street Road Exit, Ben Salem. And joining me now, this is a, what a treat, because he's just a brilliant guy. He wrote a book that is a must read for any football fan. It's called Gridiron Genius. He really is smart, smart guy. He knows all sports. From The Athletic now in VSiN, he, of course, is Mike Lombardi on the Comcast Business Hotline. Mikey, what do you say, buddy?
Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Oh, great to talk to you, brother. Great to talk to you. I kind of get geeked up around now because you got Combine, and then you start getting into free agent and all the player movement happening.
Yeah.
What's your...
It's a good time of the year. I think, you know, this is what, you know, you got the Combine, which is the greatest tampering world of all time where all the teams will talk to players. And then, of course, you got the players are actually going to work out, so we'll get some semblance of the draft.
Now, I was going to ask you, because when you're a GM and you're allowed just so many interviews, right, at the Combine?
Yeah, you're allowed 60 of them. You get 60 for 15 minutes, so you use your time. And then there's another room where you can go and what they call the auxiliary room where you can grab guys and set up appointments. So you can pretty much get all, you know, everybody at the Combine that you feel like you want to spend time and talk to. And, of course, then you've got the workout days on the campus so you can go back and get them if you don't get the player at the Combine.
What was your strategy? With your, because it is the greatest tampering time of it all. Like, and I can only imagine you kind of working that Indianapolis and particularly the steakhouse that everybody congregates to at night.
You know, it's hard to get to there because you got interviews start at 4 and, you know, in the afternoon, and then they go until 11 at night, so you got to do a lot of takeout. But the strategy is look, the key to the Combine is to find out, A, what's going on with the players. That's important, you know, to spend time face-to-face, see the guy, put them up on a blackboard, show them some tape, make them look at film and see what they know. And then, you know, and then really try to hear the rumors of what's going on around the National Football League so you can kind of get an idea about who's the hot guy, who's not, who might be available for trade, what teams are going to do. I mean, that's really what the essence of it is. After the interviews are over, most of the hotel bars are filled with people talking.
We're talking to Mike Lombardi, incredible former GM. The book is amazing, Gridiron Genius, and you can read him on The Athletic. He's a must-read. Mike, so we're going through an interesting offseason, particularly for the two Steelers, with Le'Veon Bell and now Antonio Brown, who is going to get his divorce from Pittsburgh. If you're the Eagles, are you interested in either one? You need both a receiver and a running back. I don't know that Antonio Brown, would you want to lock him up with Alshon Jeffrey, but would you be interested in Bell?
Well, I think it's going to be really expensive. I think, you know, first of all, you know, Brown's got two more years left on his contract at $26 million. He wants to redo his deal, which he just did in 2017. And, you know, if you put that player in your locker room, I think that's got a lot of T.O. I think Philadelphia fans would be, you know, T.O., great player, Hall of Fame player. But it came with some baggage that you're going to have to deal with and manage and handle. And your staff's going to be put taxed constantly, whether you win or not, because getting the football is important to Brown, not necessarily always winning. And then Le'Veon, you know, look, that's a lot of money to put in a running back. That's against the trend. I know that Saquon Barkley got drafted as the second pick overall. I know that Zeke Elliott will get a huge contract, but to just spend it on a back who's missed a year of football, who may be overweight, I think it becomes prohibitive. I think the market won't be as great for Bell as everybody thinks. Now, will he get paid? Absolutely. But the team like the Colts, I don't see them being interested. I think his market will be smaller than you think.
Yeah, can you trust him? Like, what's the impact, too, like, of having a year off? People think, well, you know, you're saving a year of hits on your body. But it also sometimes can accelerate your slide, particularly when you're, you know, 30.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, he's missed games. I mean, he's been suspended by the league for the substance abuse program. He's missed key games for the Steelers when they counted on him in a Baltimore game in 2014 that they lost at home. Bell couldn't play in that game. So there's been a lot of times where he wasn't on the field for them. And I think that, you know, he's certainly a good player. They got a lot out of a guy who's a second round pick. They've tried to make him one of the highest paid running backs in football. He didn't want to hear it. Antonio Brown was one of the highest paid receivers in football, and he still wasn't happy. Now, look, 74 touchdowns will certainly do that to you. You tend to get ahead of yourself. Over 800 catches, you start to feel bigger. But I think ultimately this is a good move for the Steelers. They're getting rid of two players that have hurt their culture. Yeah. And they've won 57 games in the last 5 years. There's only one team who's won more games than the Steelers over the last 5 years, and that's the Patriots, who've won 74 counting playoffs. So the Steelers have had a good track record the last 5 years in spite of some of the hurdles they've had to deal with culturally within their building.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, obviously sexy names and, you know, two positions, the skill positions, but both those guys are so difficult to trust. And you touched on it. How can you not be happy? You're the highest paid receiver. You know, I understand that there's a young kid in, you know, Smith-Schuster that's coming up, but how in the world can you pout and disrupt that team like he did? I just don't get it.
I don't know who his agent is advising him, because he really has hurt himself on social media. Because look, there's two Antonio Browns here. Antonio Brown, the player, and then there's the person. Yeah. And the selfishness and the all about me is coming out. I want guaranteed money. You just redid your contract in 2017. You just got paid. They redid your deal last year and gave you guaranteed money, accelerated their cap. So for them, for the Steelers, and I think you could count on one hand how many players have left Pittsburgh that the Steelers have gotten rid of that were still good players and went on to be good players. The Steelers' track record of getting rid of players is pretty impressive. Now, sure, Rod Woodson went out to Oakland and went to a Super Bowl in 2002, and there have been other guys. But for the most part, when Pittsburgh says we've had enough, there's a good reason for it.
Yeah, and that was always when you're a custodian of a team the way you were. I mean, I know you looked at it like that. And, you know, and those guys, when you're looking at running backs, the real value is in hitting one at the draft. I thought the thing that killed the Eagles was that running back rich draft. They came away with Donnell Pumphrey, who couldn't make an impact, was too small, and they missed out on some pretty good backs in that draft.
No, if they draft Aaron Jones instead of Pumphrey, that maybe that's a better draft for them. And I think certainly, and that's the, but there's always an Aaron Jones type back for the University of, from UTEP, who plays for the Packers now. There's always somebody like that. Now, look, you got to keep hitting with them, and certainly the Eagles have done their share of hitting with players. But I think to put that kind of money into a running back position, would Bell make them better? No doubt. But I think what you've seen with Jay Ajayi, who's drafted in the fourth round, I think you see that you can find value later in the draft. It may not be the top echelon, but it's certainly going to be good enough. Look at the Patriots. They spent a one on Sonny Michel, who was one of the last, was late first round pick. They've had other guys. Deion Lewis went in there and has played, won Super Bowls with them. So there's other formulas to do it without having to spend a lot of money.
When you and Belichick, like I need, because part of this segment is really the conversation, and I'm so enamored with what you have accomplished in your career. And when it's you and Belichick and you're talking philosophies and you're talking draft philosophy and personnel philosophies, what are some of the basic tenets that, you know, he would always abide by?
Well, you know, you never wanted to be strapped in the offensive or the defensive lines, and I think that you want to always be tackle rich when it comes to that. And I think the Eagles have learned that, you know, with Jason Peters getting hurt. I mean, their tackle situation in New England, Isaiah Wynn was on IR all year, and they took Trent Brown from the San Francisco 49ers, yeah, put him at left tackle, replaced Nate Solder, who didn't have nearly the year that Trent Brown had. So philosophy-wise, offensive and defensive linemen were critical to Belichick. And then the thing that really makes them different than most other teams is they'll never pay for a player a replaceable part. So players that you can replace, i.e. running backs, you can find running backs. You can find some receivers. Maybe they're not as good as Antonio Brown, but you can find them. You've got to pay for things you can't replace. Left tackles are hard to replace. They did last year. So that's always the conversation with Belichick. How can I find players beneath the radar? Look, they've won 74 games in the last 5 years, Anthony. That's remarkable. The closest team to them is the Pittsburgh Steelers at 57. That's a 17-point gap between their nearest competitors. They're just not winning in the NFL. They're dominating the NFL.
Yeah, what is it, too? Like, you'll get players, and Patrick Chung's for one, right, who was here and was not exceptional. He goes to New England, and I know he got hurt in the Super Bowl, but became a cog, like a really good cog. Yeah. What is it about players, they fail elsewhere, and they go to New England, and they blossom?
Well, he plays, look, Chung's a great example. Chung is not a very good player in the deep half of the field. He's not a third level player, which means there's three levels to a defense, the defensive line, the linebackers, and the safeties, the high level. He's not a very good player on the third level, doesn't have great ball skills down the field. But what he can do is play man to man. What he can do is play on the second level. He can blitz. And what he can also do is he can tackle. So those three things in the system that the Patriots are running, because they're a single high safety team, he's able to do that. When he was first in New England, they were trying to play more two high safety, which meant put him in a deep third. Not very effective. When he went back the second time in 2014, when we signed him back, he was a much better player down in the box and covering man to man.
It's amazing. How what he did too during this Super Bowl run in derailing these offenses. I mean, we forget, like, that San Diego offense was a good offense, and he completely derailed them. And if not for the kid being a wunderkind, they derailed that offense. The whole first half, they took out Kansas City because they held on to the ball. It's just an amazing, every year, I'm mystified by it, Mike.
This was the first year, though, Anthony, that they were actually peaking at the right time. In 2014, we went to the Super Bowl. We had to overcome two 14-point deficits to Baltimore to come back. In 2016, there was the game against Jacksonville. It was struggling. 17, the game against Jacksonville. This is the first time they've gone through the playoffs as the best team, and they've proved they peaked at the right time. You know, they've lost to five teams that didn't make the playoffs last year. And it was indicative. Two of them were in September, Jacksonville and Detroit. Mm-hmm. And they rebound back because Belichick's all about improving the team, getting the team better on a continual basis, which they did last year. It's just so remarkable. When I was doing the five-year study today, it's just so obvious. Bill Walson, I wrote about it in my book, said, you know, we're only competing against eight teams. And he was right. And there's only, actually, there's nine teams that have 50 wins or more the last 5 years. The Eagles are one of them.
Michael Lombardi with us on the Comcast Business Hotline, a former NFL executive, incredible guy. You got to get his book. It's called Gridiron Genius, a masterclass on winning championships and building dynasties in the NFL. It's a tremendous read. Michael, so the business at hand for the Eagles is Nick Foles, the franchise tag as well. Is it risky going ahead? How would you handle the Foles thing?
Well, I think this is a delicate situation. If they tender Foles the $25 million, which is what the franchise tag could potentially be, they have to carry him on their cap. Now, you can't trade Foles until he signs his contract, which then means Foles controls where he wants to go. Now, no team is going to sign Foles to an offer sheet because the Eagles would receive two number one picks back.
Right.
He's not going to be that worth it. So the deal has to be orchestrated. Now, timing affects the Eagles more than anything. Foles could sit there with his $25 million and just wait. And why would I pay more than just a relatively cheap pick? The Eagles, to me, what seems to be the best methodology, if they believe this, is just to take a compensatory three for Nick Foles and let him become a free agent. It saves them from their cap. They don't have to find $25 million of cap room. Are they going to improve from a compensatory three to a two or to a one? I don't think so. And I think they should just let him become a free agent. I think that's the best course. If they go the other direction, it becomes delicate because the longer he doesn't sign the tender, the longer it goes into free agency where they don't have a deal, they're going to lose players that potentially they could sign.
Michael, if you have Carson Wentz and he's your franchise quarterback, then you know the pressure that this kid is going to be under from staying healthy. The fan base, which fell in love with Foles, who obviously won the Super Bowl. So you got to talk about a delicate situation. You have one involving your franchise quarterback, and health is the biggest concern. How do you go forward with him? What's your strategy with such a talent like Wentz?
I think you got to really protect him. I think he's got to stay away from all those hits. He took a lot of hits, got sacked quite a bit. You know, I think you got to protect them, and I think they've got to find a way to get that balance they had in 17 where they could effectively run the football. And, you know, in 17, it's a phenomenal year because people don't realize that the Super Bowl has been a great deodorant for some of the things that didn't work in 17. Yeah. They were the seventh most team in third or seven or more. Third down and seven or more of any team in the National Football League. There was only six teams that were worse than the Eagles, and those were the Bears and the Bengals and the Detroit Lions, some of the bad offenses in football. And yet Wentz was able to convert those third downs at a very high level. Now, Frank Wright has gone on to Indianapolis, and he took that great third down package with him. The Eagles weren't quite as effective last year, but they've got to get back to that. They've got to be able to do that, and it starts with their offensive line. Can they get that to the point where they're really good up front? And I think it's going to continue to go that way. Look, Wentz is the best player. This isn't really a hard decision, Wentz or Foles. Foles is tremendous. He's won a Super Bowl for the city. He's been remarkable. But the talent and the future belongs to Wentz, and I think you just got to keep designing the team around him.
Would you go is a speed threat? Like, to me, it's a necessity for him. I mean, they don't have the speed. They had very little speed on the roster. I mean, would that be an area that you would address?
I think they certainly have to open the space the field better. I think last year when they had Torrey Smith, they spaced the field. It wasn't that he was a great player, but it's a little bit like the three-point shooters in basketball. You've got to go defend it, and you space the field. It helps Zach Ertz. It helps other players. And I think they certainly need that. I think they're going to need to have that, and they need to have that big back. I mean, the one thing they had with Blunt and Ajayi, they could pound people a little bit, and it was problematic. It could wear a defense. You know, they horizontally challenged your defense, and they vertically challenged your defense in 17. And last year, they could not horizontally challenge your defense, nor could they vertically challenge. Look, Jeffrey's a great player, but he's a jump ball receiver. He goes and gets the ball away from the corner. He doesn't just outrun people.
We're talking to Michael Lombardi on the Comcast Business Hotline. Michael, don't forget, we have a date coming up at the Palizzi Social Club with Baldy. When Baldy gets from Costa Rica, because you know Baldy, he's got a Brazilian with him this time in Costa Rica.
There you go. That's my man. That's our guy.
That's right.
I'm sure he's grinding tape in Costa Rica as we speak.
That's right. All right. I got to ask you, because you're a crazy Sixer fan. People don't know. You're back home now. You're back at the Jersey Shore where you're from. You're a huge Sixer fan. What's your outlook now? What do you think of the trade? You know, we know Joe's out for a week. What's your take on the Sixers?
You know, look, I thought it was an incredible trade. I think Tobias Harris is exactly what they need. I think they're going to have to find a way to defend pick and roll, Boston's pick and roll against them. I think Embiid's going to have to play better in those situations. But I think this is a team that can build around. I hope Embiid's – I don't understand how you can play in the All-Star game, but then you miss a week of the regular season. Something just bothers me with that. But I guess that's called the NBA. I don't know.
Like, how would you handle – like, you got a guy – and here's the thing. He's got a great zeal and a thirst for life, right? The kid loves – to go live life. And the All-Star, playing the All-Star game and being among his peers like that, that's a big deal to him. How do you deal with a personality that big and who's got a little mischievous? He's a little mischievous. And he's tough to kind of get a handle on when you know that he's so big and so important to you.
I think, you know, to me, he's a work in progress. I think he's grown a lot. I think his conditioning this year is way better than it was last year, and I think you can see it on the court. I think, obviously, there's certain areas that he can excel on. I mean, this is one of the most talented basketball players I've ever seen in my life. And when he can get it all going, but I think this team can get it all going. I think him being out will help some of these other players grow and develop. And I think that's what you want, whether it's Bolden, you know, as he comes in and whoever steps into the role to try to help this team. And as they bond together, I think this is an important 2 months of the season for the Sixers.
You know coaches, and I'm curious your thoughts on Brett Brown.
Well, I never... could ever. I think Brett Brown has got to be one of the all-time most incredible human beings to endure what he endured over the losing and not ever lose any positivity along the way. And I think that he's in a challenging situation in terms of he's got a lot of high-profile players he's going to have to manage. I think he's going to have to grow with it. And I think the Boston series is going to be really important. At some point, you're going to have to prove you can beat Boston. You're going to have to prove you can handle their pick and roll, because that's all they ran the last time they played them. And that was without Kyrie Irving. I mean, Gordon Hayward didn't miss a shot. Got to find a way to play better defense. I think the one critical component of the Sixers when I watch them is their perimeter defense is not very good. People break them down off the ball. They got to find a way to improve that if they're going to win the playoffs.
That's right. All right, Michael, last thing, because I got to get your take on this. As an executive, how would you get a player to take $350 million from you?
Yeah, if a guy doesn't want $350 million, maybe you should stop trying to offer it to him. You know that? I think it's a little bit like the girls in high school. At some point, if you ignore it, maybe you'll get a date. But the more money you keep throwing at them, I'm not sure it's going to work for you or for anybody else.
That's awesome. That's such a great answer. The book, again, is Gridiron Genius. You got to get it. It's a must-read, a must-have for every NFL fan. Michael, great stuff, my brother. Thank you so much, Anthony. We'll see you soon. Here he is, Michael Lombardi, who is he's terrific. Really smart guy. The book is wonderful. Isn't that funny? Like, we're sitting here with Bryce Harper going, when's he going? You're trying to get him to take $350 million. Like, I can't take any more of these John Heyman tweets or these reports that he doesn't like Philadelphia or he's uncomfortable with Philadelphia. Sooner or later, you got to, come on, man. Just gotta take it. You gotta take the money and be happy. Amazing. We're broadcasting live right here at the Sportsbook in Parks Casino, Street Road, exit off of Bensalem, right off of 95. Broadcasting live from the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center. That's right. Try their all new Dietz Nuts protein packs, savory sausage snacks. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com. We'll come back and wrap it up and send you over to Sixers basketball coming up next. I'm Anthony Gargano, and we're live from Parks Casino, the Sportsbook.
97.5, the Fanatic. The 76ers are back on the hardwood tonight. Here's a game preview.
The 76ers will look to begin a post-All-Star break push for the playoffs when they host the Miami Heat tonight at the center. The team announced Wednesday that Joel Embiid will be held out for a week as a precaution after experiencing left knee soreness, though an MRI revealed no structural damage. The Heat have lost their past four regular season trips to Philadelphia, but they did win a playoff game here last year. The Sixers and Heat tip off tonight at 7 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hear every 76ers game this season on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership. A partnership.
partnership between them and their attorney. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own boardwalk and park place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text BODY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text BODY to 42424. That's BODY to 42424.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda Montgomeryville. Simply exceptional.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you... And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Miss Forzetta and Trey, Anthony and Jason, or Mike, Tyrone and Natalie. Listen to the podcast on the Fanatic app. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, back live at the Sportsbook in Parks Casino. One of the things that's so cool, so they have a great bar that's lit up huge, and it's got all the screens. So it's a great place, like, to watch all the games. And on one side, you have the cashiers that are taking your bets with all the odds kind of scrolling. And then on the other side, you have the kiosks with all the odds that are scrolling. It's a really cool setup right here at the sports book here at Parks Casino. So the Sixers tonight are a 6-point favorite over the Heat. I like them tonight. I do think, I mean, the Heat, no Dragic. It's going to be interesting because I think there'll be a lot of scoring. The over-under is 219.5. Usually the first game back, you'll see a lot more scoring. Less defense when you're coming back from a long break, like the All-Star break. So it should be fun. I'm just happy they're back. I was looking forward to it. It's funny. Without them, we had Flyers, and we got Flyers tonight too. But, you know, that was it. Like, I'm used to Flyers, Sixers, and kind of going deep into it. So we'll find out a lot about this team as they resume 24 games left in the season. And one of the things that's paramount is you got to get up to at least the 4 seed, preferably the 3 seed. Like, if you get to the 3 seed and there's a matchup with Boston, say the Eastern Conference Finals, say Boston is able to beat Toronto or Milwaukee, and then the Sixers can beat Toronto, and you would match up against Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals, you would get home court. And, you know, home court is just so important for this team. I think it can be so valuable. All right, Brian Seltzer is going to take it. We love B-Seltz. And we got a lot of fun ahead of us. Sixer basketball coming up next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.